T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Like, what's the vibe this morning?
What's the vibe?
Are they up? Not so much. Either one, either or. We'll tell us about it. 585-252-9800. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. We do it every single morning at this time on the show. It's kind of like your morning cup of coffee. Breeze, 922 people at the door this morning. Let's let 3 or 4 of them in, shall we?
We shall. Oh, my goodness. It was a wild weekend for a lot of people.
Yeah,
so.
It was. I know. People are finally starting to wind down, and then we're going to wind right back up.
Did you know the name of our texting service?
Yeah.
Is Vibes?
Yeah.
Absolutely Vibes. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I finished one day on Netflix last night. I haven't cried that hard in a while.
One day?
Safe to say Vibes are much better today.
What is that? Oh, that's that new show. Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
What's
I was like,
about?
That is something I am absolutely not watching. I don't know. I guess the reviews for it are really good, but I can't, I'm too busy watching Love is Blind season 6.
My God, I was seeing a bunch of stuff on TikTok about it this weekend about someone's boyfriend's on the show or something.
Oh, come on. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, well, I don't have Netflix anymore, so I won't be watching.
I don't know what's going on with it. I just got to episode 4 last night.
Mm, okay. Well, more to come, I guess.
That show's always the same.
It's the same show.
Every single season, somebody has to choose between two people. They always pick the wrong one or the one they should have been telling or proposing to. Like, I can't do it. And then they leave to go find the other person that they screwed over who left the show. It's the same thing. I was like, is somebody writing this? But
Every time, it's
still entertaining. You know, we still sit there and we still watch it. It's just crazy how fast they keep busting these seasons out. I was like, we just finished season 5. Now we're premiering season 6 already?
So I was watching The Bachelor all day yesterday. And I'm kind of in love. And the numbers just show that they needed one good Bachelor to naturally just save the franchise as a whole. Because they were grasping at straws with the Golden Bachelor. And Bachelor Nation was just kind of winding down and dying out. Because
it's
just boring. My question to you is, like, would you or did you ever consider going on that show either as The Bachelor or as a contestant on The Bachelorette?
No, never have I ever.
It's really weird. I could definitely see you on that show.
No, I think the whole concept's ridiculous. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy watching it from afar. I'm not going to be involved in it. That's the whole reason I moved to LA. I was sitting here back in 2010, and I don't know why, but a promo came across my laptop for Dating in the Dark on ABC, where a bunch of people get together in a dark room. They can't see each other, and they date one another. And I put in an application, and they called me, and they're like, you have to come to LA. They want to interview you. So I fly down there. I do the interview. I crush it. And then 2 weeks later, I'm home, and I said, danger. They want to do a callback. I fly back to LA. I stay with my buddy. I go back to another audition. I crush it. And then I don't get the role because they're like, we wanted you, but it was too conflicting because you weren't here in LA and we kind of needed you here full time to shoot the show. I was like, well, that wouldn't have been a problem. I would have figured it out. So anyways, that's kind of me being there for that is what led to me eventually being like, this is a decision. I'm going to go. I need to be here. But dating, I so badly wanted to be on that stupid show. And now I look back and I'm like, that also was a ridiculous concept.
I went to Toronto, Canada, years and years and years ago with my girlfriend at the time. And we went to this restaurant, same concept, the whole thing.
Yeah, eating in the dark.
Dark.
Yeah.
It was kind of spooky, not going to lie. Very weird.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Oh, it was like, oh, I got the bone and ribeye. That's actually my thumb. You're eating my thumb. Who else is here?
This person says, tired vibes today. Weird vibes. Oh, I'm sorry about that. A lot of people are really just trying to get back into the swing of things. A lot of people had off yesterday.
Yeah, I know. President's Day. Hope everybody celebrated the way they should have.
Mm-hmm. It's just honoring Mr. Washington. My vibes for today, great. Busy yet fun weekend. First quinceanera in the books. So much fun.
Oh, that's right. You had that whole quinceanera.
So awesome to be able to, I don't know. I mean, growing up in Canandaigua, it's just such a, there's not a lot of diversity.
No, it's not.
And being able to experience something that I have only witnessed on TV.
The mariachi band.
The mariachi band was in tow. It was just such a cool event. And there was a lot of different traditions that took place. The changing of the shoes. So a quinceañera is when a girl turns 15, she becomes a woman in like Latin American culture. And
not here. She's not considered a woman here in the States.
She got, well, the reason they do it is because by doing the quinceañera, it symbolizes that she's a woman and she's ready to
be married.
Go off and be married.
Yes, right.
So she got her first pair of high heels, changing of the shoes. She gave up her doll to her younger sister.
Yep.
She had a court of friends that were like basically essentially bridesmaids.
It's the equivalent
of a huge thing.
It's like a wedding.
It's like a wedding reception. Yeah. It was really, really awesome. So I had a fun time there and then I don't know, just kept getting after it. Big self-care day yesterday. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, what about you?
That's good. I spent time with friends this weekend, and I finally got to try, Vern's. Had dinner there.
What'd you have?
I had the bee sting pizza, which was phenomenal. I had the fried olives. I had the burrata over the carrots. Everything there was excellent. Just excellent. So, yeah, overall, it was a busy weekend, but it was a lot of fun. And happy to be back in my routine. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
Thanks guys for weighing in this morning. Appreciate that. So parents, they have no way of knowing if their baby foods have metal, lead, arsenic, or mercury in it because companies don't have to test the ingredients or the finished products. So they go ahead, they put it right on the shelves. I'm going to talk about all these consumer reports, that have been brought to a lot of people's attentions. This is actually pretty scary. You got to be careful what foods you're buying for your newborns. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes, and our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. So parents, as of now, have no way of knowing if their baby's food has metal, lead, arsenic, mercury within the actual food itself because companies don't have to test their ingredients or the finished product. How? I don't know. That's blows my mind. So while manufacturers are doing little testing, consumer groups like Consumer Reports have done plenty and have found the foods with the highest level of heavy metals were rice cereals as well as snacks and meals with rice. Also baby food, especially the ones with sweet potatoes and carrots, those tend to be much higher in heavy metals. So heavy metals that end up in your baby's food comes from contamination from manufacturing or pesticides. So babies are way more affected by heavy metals and the harm can be lifelong. A number of heavy metals have been associated with behavior issues, causing problems with, they're saying, ADHD, problems with reading and learning. And if so, they're definitely exposed to these metals early in life. Mm-hmm. There's definitely the potential that it can cause long-term effects throughout their adulthood. So Tish James is the leading group of 20 attorneys, and she's calling out the FDA for doing absolutely nothing. Well, it's about someone's got to call out the FDA.
Yeah.
Because a majority that's of the really time, they do nothing.
Yeah, that's really not great. They're like here to protect us, and it's not.
Well, she pointed out that the FDA created a plan in April of 2021 in which it would set deadlines for issuing guidelines, but it's now backing off of those deadlines. So the FDA, their plan from October of 2022 says it would issue final guidelines on lead in April of this year. So about a month and a half. But people who do purchase these products, they're just being asked to educate themselves and knowing what's worth the purchase and what isn't. So for more info, you can head over to consumerreports.org to check out a list of these foods that people are purchasing for their babies and their children.
Absolutely. So big news today. Governor Kathy Hochul is in Monroe County, and she is set to speak at MCC at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, really?
About the economic development announcement when it comes to schools and things of that nature. But recently she was speaking on the car theft in Rochester specifically just a couple of days back. And it's been about 5 months since Governor Kathy Hochul announced the Comprehensive Auto Theft Reduction Strategy, aka CARS. It's a 5-point plan to combat last year's rise in car theft statewide. The plan works in tandem with state police, who are ramping up law enforcement in high theft areas, aka Rochester. DMV investigators recovered more than 280 stolen vehicles across the state in 2023, according to Kathy Hochul. And what's been happening is a lot of these people, if they're not just taking these cars and smashing them into God only knows what, they're selling them on right. Facebook, and then the people will go to the DMV to register said vehicle, and they're like, the VIN number's no good because this is a stolen vehicle. I'm so sorry. Another part of Kathy Hochul's plan encouraged Kia and Hyundai owners to get anti-theft measures installed and also use those wheel locks. Someone was on the screen, though, and he was like, I did all of that, and I still got my car stolen, so I'm not really sure what's going
right,
on here.
Right.
So, a lot of chit-chatter from Governor Kathy Hochul, but that was a couple days ago. But today, like I said, in Monroe County, 9:30, going to be at MCC chatting about that economic development announcement.
When they asked Mayor Malik Evans for a comment, he replied with, I'm very disappointed.
Couldn't be more disappointed.
Could not be. A
lot of disappointment for that guy.
Lot of disappointment.
It's really sad.
Would you date someone your sibling dated? You know what? For some people, they get off on this. For others, like, absolutely not. I would not. You know what? I believe this is actually taking place right now on The New Bachelor.
It really, well.
Is it?
It did, yeah. She went home, but.
Oh, she went home.
But the sister remains.
Can you, you got to choose between two sisters. That's not going to put a damper on Christmas.
Not great at all.
We'll talk about
it. No, she literally goes, I might see you at hometowns.
We'll talk about it next on PXY. Would you date somebody that your sibling dated?
Or would you date them together?
Right. Oh, wow. That's a good question, too. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Would you date sisters? Like, if it didn't work out with one, and the other one came up to you and was like, hey, I know it didn't work out with my little sis.
They would both have to be okay with it. It's not just
so you're not saying it's off the table.
No, it's not off the table, but it's not fully a me decision. They'd have to work that out, you know? I'm not trying to put a wedge between sisters.
Thanksgiving would be pretty awkward.
Yeah, no, it
would. Your ex is coming. You mean my husband.
Right. So the question is, would you date someone your sibling dated? And like, Not saying like, yeah, 20 years apart, they dated them in early 2000s and now we're dating now. That doesn't count. Would you date somebody that your sibling dated? Now, I know this has recently taken place on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. So,
which, by the way, I've not seen this season yet. I don't know what episode they're on.
They're on week five. I watched four episodes yesterday while I was cleaning my house.
Oh, they're really into it.
It was, it's a good season. It's a really good season. I think they needed one really just wholesome, kind-hearted, nice, cute bachelor to really revive the entire franchise, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, the only thing that's going to do that is the Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Oh my God, I can't wait for that. But anyways, his name's Joey, and he's this season's bachelor on the ABC hit show of The Bachelor, Bachelor Nation. You know it, you love it. And I started watching it yesterday, and as all the women are coming out of the limo, it becomes known to you, the viewer, that Allison and Lauren from Philly were sisters.
Yeah.
Competing for the same guy on TV. It wasn't a good time. It was not a good time because Lauren decided halfway through, you know, the third episode, she couldn't do it. She had to go. And she looks at him.
So she wasn't sent home. She decided.
She left.
Yeah, good for her.
And she was like such a jerk about it too.
Oh yeah, she's a little bratty, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not
she,
a good look.
She threw a cake at a producer. It was a whole thing.
Oh, she threw a cake at a producer.
It's fine. It's fine.
How embarrassing for the other sister.
No, fully.
And they weren't conjoined twins?
No, unfortunately not. Oh. She goes, sorry, it didn't work out. Maybe I'll see you at hometowns when you come home and meet my family if you choose my sister.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll meet you. Got it. Yeah.
Right. Maybe I'll see you again at hometowns.
I thought she was saying that to her sister. Maybe I'll see you again at home.
No, she was saying that to The Bachelor.
What a ridiculous show.
I love it so much.
It's not as good as Love is Blind.
Although, you know, Love is Blind and The Bachelor and all these stupid dating shows that we are just absolutely enthralled with.
Married at First Sight.
90 Day Fiancé. Oh, I have to watch that. Anyways, although they are so far-fetched and so out of the realm of reality when, they're under the reality TV, it really got me thinking to just everyday life. Would you date your ex-partner's sibling? 585-252-9800.
This happened once with my brother and I. Just one time, though.
I knew you had a story.
No, it's not that good.
So classic.
No, it's not that good. No, so I'm
older or younger?
No, my older. Because we graduated the same year. Because he got held back in kindergarten.
What a flex for you.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, big time. So
I would just tell people that you were bumped up a grade.
Yeah, right. No, I graduated 18.
I was advanced.
He graduated at 19. And I still laugh at him because of it. So in eighth grade, I was head over heels for this girl. I was in love with her. And we dated for a little bit. We went to the formal together. And then she left me for one of my best friends at the time. I was very upset. Even during the formal, I was waiting for, what was that Casey and JoJo song? I was waiting all night for this song to come on. You know what I mean?
Never heard the song in my life.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to. So the song finally hits, right? The DJ plays the song, and I'm looking for her. And we make eye contact, and we walk right towards each other. And then she walks around me and goes to my best friend and dances to this song. I was heartbroken.
Devastated.
Senior year of high school comes along. Now we have the senior ball. And now my brother takes her to the senior ball. And being 18 and not knowing how to express your feelings and feeling triggered, I said something any 18-year-old would say. I was like, well, enjoy my leftovers. Yeah, I was pissed.
Shaking.
I was so triggered, though. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what happened that night between them. I probably don't want to know. It's like I'm not interested in anything my brother did in the past.
Wow.
I heard enough weird stories in high school. Trust me.
See, I have a similar story, not about myself, about a friend of mine. Her first boyfriend, head over heels, absolutely in love with. They break up. She goes and dates his twin brother.
Oh, twins.
Twin brother.
Got it.
They break up.
Mm-hmm. And then she goes and dates the aunt.
Dates the younger brother. No, then she gets back with the original guy.
Oh, that's messy. That's messy.
And she ends up marrying the second guy.
So she went back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
And then marries. That's messy. You don't see, you're putting a wedge in between the family.
I think it's fine though, because it was like, they were so young and it was like middle school.
Oh, you're talking about middle school.
but nevertheless.
Yeah.
I mean, she
got a little taste of everything.
The twin thing is a little.
I don't like it.
I think sisters or brothers is a little more. Oh, okay, maybe. Twins is a little crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it is. Yeah, of course.
Like, how can you tell them apart? I mean, when you roll over with bed fog, it's like, who's really to say? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Especially if you're very close to your twin. You're like, yo, let me just have this one today. Let me.
No, I'll puke.
98PXY traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.